Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Contact a Living here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, the extreme optimist with Jay Kirshner, also extremely optimistic about life and liberty and the things that we can experience. Among the things you can give today and still keep your word, you can give a smile and you can have a grateful heart.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from one of my favorite philosophers, Zig Ziglar. Here's another philosopher, Ed Foreman. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not. I had him on the program once a long time ago, and he started out by giving the audience his mottos. I wake up feeling happy, healthy, and terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not whining, worrying, and working. How about that? Yeah, it is good. Especially when you're confronted by a lot of the crap that's around. I felt that it was interesting that Trump has been everywhere the last day or two talking about Putin. A couple of things from Russia that are interesting, disturbing. Putin's comment that he prefers Biden over Trump. This in spite of all of this thing. Remember last election when the theory of the Democrats was Trump was on the lam for Putin and he was trying to export a relationship with Putin that wouldn't benefit the United States but would benefit him, Trump. And so now Putin likes Biden because Biden's a pushover and Trump's not. It's pretty easy to figure that out, right? And so on it goes. Meanwhile, the Russians announced yesterday, I don't know that they announced it, but somehow or other it came out, some members of the committee in the House that oversees our security and safety have been told that the Russians either have or are about to launch a missile that would carry a satellite that had a nuclear bomb on it. And this bomb, if this is true, could be used not only to target cities on the planet, but could be used to target other satellites and blow them out of the sky. How about that? Do you want to sleep well tonight? Think about that.
My goodness.
What in the world is that? What? You got to be nuts. Ah, the radical approach to this is what these people are all about. The people that get power, and the reason that he has power and that other despots like him, the guy running China, the guy running North Korea, all over the world, there are a lot of people who are in charge that have not really been voted there. They don't have, the people in the country don't have a say over who their rulers are. You know, they can say that you can go vote for Putin, but if you don't vote for Putin, you get shot. So, and that's the case in most of these countries.
So the choice is yours.
One candidate. Yeah, right. You have two choices. Vote for Putin or get shot. But anyway, this really is very This whole thing is very, very troubling. And so, anyway, there's also, you know, you think about troubling. The winter weather in Florida, for those of you who are listening in Florida, been pretty tough. There are some videos floating around today of various places on the east coast of Florida where there have been some bad, really bad weather. Jupiter Beach, for example, you can see the impact of all of the rain and the high winds, houses that are built right on the water. I mean, right on the water. There are half a dozen that have been washed away because of the weather. I don't know what you do. How do you get insurance even for that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And if you're in an area, like in Nashville, there were some locations where you couldn't get flood insurance because the probability of your area flooding was too high.
Right.
Let that, like,
that's happening.
What's the point of insurance? That's why I need it, because it might happen.
Right, yeah.
Well, you can only get the insurance if it might not happen.
In California, that's happening statewide. A number of companies, including State Farm, I think, have refused to write any policies in California anymore. No more. Because of the, in this last week or so, you've seen all the rain, all of the mudslides, houses falling off of cliffs. That kind of stuff.
There are wildfires, there are mudslides, there are earthquakes. Yeah. They're just like, no, you cost us too much money.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot, pal. All right, let's go to Georgia. Educators there have sued the Cobb County School District over race, over classroom restrictions for lesbians, gays, bisexuals, trans, the LGBTQ youngsters, education censorship, a couple of bills that have restricted what topics teachers can tackle in the classroom. This is going to happen around the country, I'm sure of it, because teachers are, and parents too. I knocked on somebody's door last night. We have some neighbors that have a couple of fields where I've grazed my cows, my heifers, in the past, and so I was talking to this lovely lady, she had four children, and I don't know how we got on to the conversation. I was talking about the animals, the kids love the animals, they think it's a great lesson to see how animals grow, and I was asking them what grade, the children all came to the door, they were really cute, they wanted to know, you know, about my cows, they all know about the farm because they're neighbors, and they love this, that, and the other thing, and so I got the youngsters going about school. I said, so what do you think should we bring the cows to school to teach? And in the conversation, the mother said, well, the children here, we don't send them to school. We homeschool them. And there are four of them. And they're like from five, and I think one of them was 12. So she takes care of all of them. They spend all day, every day, learning with each other, which I thought was interesting. I mean, we got into quite a conversation about it, but it seems that more and more I hear about people homeschooling. Mm-hmm. That's a real indictment of the school system and of the education. These folks are paying through their taxes for a school or schooling for their children that they're not using, they're not taking advantage of, because they don't like it. And because I told you earlier the story about the shootout in the high school, I don't blame them. I mean, you can't send your children off to school and make them feel safe. It's a real problem. It's a national problem. And is it because we have the diversity? I'm back to, I know in my system here, the problem is that these youngsters can't understand each other because there's so many different languages being taught, and we can be excited about diversity, but we don't have teachers that can teach in these various languages. So what are these kids doing in school? They're trying to occupy them because it's the requirement that everybody up to 16 has got to go to school. But if you don't have the resources to teach them in their language or to teach them English in some way, shape, or form, it becomes very divisive. And then you add on to that the things that are being required by some school systems, and I think it's okay to sort of resist some of this stuff, because I'm not sure that at certain ages the youngsters are able to deal with all of these issues, race and sexual identity and all that other stuff. What happened to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z?
What age of students are we talking about?
I'm talking about kids all across. The problem in Cobb County looks like it's a general thing that the teachers don't like. So
the
there's
the
parents'
bill
of rights.
Treated the same as a sophomore.
No, they shouldn't be treated the same. Shouldn't have any exposure to this stuff. Maybe when you're in, but I don't even know. This is not the kind of stuff that, or is it? Am I just old-fashioned? Is it something that ought to be taught in the public schools? The differences between people who are gay or bisexual. Why is that an important thing? You need to learn basic stuff in school, and that would be. Oh, this stuff is fine,
but they also learn about family
dynamics.
The basics. Even a
yeah,
but you learn the basics. Wait, hear me out on this. It's not a sex education thing. It's just family dynamics. Even in preschool, they learn about family dynamics and familial relations, and not sometimes those relationships involve two moms or they involve two dads, not just a mom and dad. And it would be doing a disservice to the family relationship in itself. Again, not the sexual side of anything, but just the family relationships, if they didn't acknowledge all of that, because it is prevalent. It is part of society.
Yeah. It's just frustrating, isn't it? Because you want to have the youngsters, and that's what this mother said. I want my children to have a good basic education, to learn how to deal with the things that are necessary to survive in life. And these are not necessary. They're good to have the skill to be able to be tolerant toward other people. Is very important. It's a great skill to have. But in this circumstance, I think it's, the removal, the other side of it is, why is it so important to remove certain books about people who are lesbians or gays? I don't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. I think some of the restrictions are coming from political points of view that aren't particularly enlightened. So there's certainly two sides to this revolution, Jay. There's this radical approach that it feeds all this information to people who aren't used to it or can't handle it. And then there's the other stuff, as you put it so well, learning about how others live and learning how to get along. So, yep, a lot of food for thought there. 18 after the hour on today. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour, Talk Radio, and the focus on issues and stories here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are discussing the issues, the stories, the noise that comes from some of the characters that are involved in this, including listeners, people who engage themselves with the hosts, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole lot of, there were two things, or maybe three, beside Geraldo this week, involving personalities, Michael, and I'd like your read, if you will, on Jon Stewart.
Oh, I think coming that's an interesting, a very interesting story. Jon Stewart is a unique player, and the Daily Show is one of those strange hybrids that walks the line between comedy and actual news.
Yeah. And the question was asked whether he'd make a good radio host. And I wonder if the people, you know, we've been around this, do radio people make good TV presenters? And the answer is usually more yes to that question than whether or not TV presenters make good radio hosts. I'm not sure that we've...
I think that's an interesting question that we've analyzed for a long time, and I think that it's safe to say that if you're big on television or big on radio, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that you will be equally successful or effective on the other medium. So when you have somebody like Sean Hannity or somebody, Michael Smirkanish, different people that have been able to do both, that's a double jeopardy. Those people are really good.
But Limbaugh couldn't.
No, Limbaugh couldn't.
Limbaugh could not translate his radio success onto television. He tried a couple of times, it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, Limbaugh was basically a shy man, and TV doesn't work well for that. Radio, you're able to be the Wizard of Oz. You're able to lose yourself in that theater of the mind that you help generate. You become a character in your own fantasy, and it's a whole different psychology to doing a radio show. You had mentioned somebody, would Jon Stewart be a good talk show host on radio? Probably would, because he's very cerebral and
affable as well.
Yeah. So I think that he would be good. And then there are a lot of people that are on both media that aren't good at either.
Yeah, but I think we've got, what's his face from Fox? that we like at the conventions. Why do I, my name is...
His name is Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade is
often the butt of a lot of jokes. He's often attacked by the left. He's often made fun of because of his nice nature. Sometimes he does come across as not necessarily the most hardball of pitchers when it comes to questions. But he is a very smart guy, and he is a very nice guy.
Very likable guy.
Very well liked in the industry, including you and I both like him.
Yep, I like him a lot. I like Sean also because we go way back. Let me just tell you, I'm going to give you a 60-second story, and then and I don't mean to make this about me, and it isn't really about me, but it's about an experience that I had. When Limbaugh was in his first 3 years, he and I started at the same time, roughly. He started in... in August of 1988, and I started doing the Good Day program in October of 1988. And so we crossed paths. I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at the time, and he started his Rush Rooms. Remember, he did the so-called concerts. He'd go around to the cities where he had affiliates when he was into it, about 3 years into it. He was doing all of these concerts around the country. So when he came to Cincinnati, I was his... sort of his bodyguard. I was his, because he was on the station that I was on. He was on before I went on. And so we spent a lot of time together over a three-day period. And one of the things I noticed, as you just said, when I brought him to a meeting of sponsors and stuff, he was so shy.
Yep.
He wanted to stand in the corner. Didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And so how that changed over the years. Anyway.
He was always shy.
Yeah, he was always shy. 28 after, this is Good Day. Or Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
One of radio's enduring traits is its grassroots focus. When it comes to emerging trends in music, pop culture, sports, news, and opinion, radio's always been most effective when it reflects and gives voice to the street. The music, language, and concerns of everyday people, no matter their age, gender, origin, or economic position, can be included. Freedom of expression has had an advocate, a fertile ground on which to grow on the radio airwaves. This has been one of the keys to radio's popularity and ability to survive for well over 100 years, and it's the answer to what it'll take for the medium to have a positive impact on inclusion and mutual understanding for the foreseeable 21st century.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says looking at Europe right now reminds him of the way Ukraine was 10 years ago.
In 2014, our people were not ready for the war. For the quick occupation of Crimea, part of Donbas.
During a CNN foreign policy panel, he said, it's the reason why Ukraine must continue to receive war support from Western nations, including the U.S. He says he does not believe Russia will stop at Ukraine. In Washington, U.S. lawmakers continue working out how much foreign aid to send. Two U.S. soldiers killed in a drone attack in Jordan are being buried in their home state of Georgia this weekend. 24-year-old Sergeant Kennedy Sanders and 23-year-old Sergeant Brianna Moffitt were among three U.S. soldiers killed in the attack at a base in Jordan on January 28th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. Every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
One of the great clips from one of the best movies of all time. My Hero, Yoda.
It's a great quote. He is filled with great quotes.
Oh, yeah, fabulous. There's something about that and his philosophy. I have in my studio, and I look around here, I probably should do a video and we can post it on the website for our social media, Good Day Networks. I have a bunch of things in front of me that I look at that keep me focused. I have my clock. I have my calendar. I have a big sign that was made for me by somebody who is very close to me. A picture of my old dog, my former dog. Well, she wasn't my former dog. She was my dog, 15 years, Charlotte. And then it has the Good Day logo that we still use on all of our promotional stuff, Jay. And then I have pictures of the grandchildren and the children and another picture of Charlotte. And there's a huge poster of Yoda on the wall, too, that I look at. Yeah, because there's something there that is truly inspiring. And that's kind of what we're looking for here. In my mind, if we are going to be successful, it's about how we talk about our lives and what's in your life, what matters to you. And frankly, because I like to do different things because different things matter to different people. It's not all about politics. It's not all about Biden and Trump. It's not all about shoot 'em ups. It's just there's a lot of stuff that is on our minds. And then how does your life look to you? Never mind what it looks like to others. What do you care what other people think? It's about how it feels and looks to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. What kind of a person are you? What kind of a tipper are you? There's a survey out about the tipping culture in America that seems to be changing. A lot of Americans say that they are being asked to tip workers more frequently, and that's what happens when you're using the cards to pay for things. Automatically up on the screen comes how much do you want to tip? 15%, 20%, 25%, or something else? I resent the hell out of that, frankly.
I'm both ways. I appreciate it because some days I just cannot math, and when it gives me those options and it tells me exactly how much the percentage is and all of that. But I'm a good tipper. I like to overtip at times. But when it's a situation of I'm going through the checkout or something and I'm not getting, I'm at a coffee shop and I'm not actually getting, they're not making any coffee. I went in to grab something like in the chilled area where you can grab it yourself. All they do is scan and then they ask if you want a tip. I don't want a tip there because I didn't, you know, you didn't do anything. You didn't even really check me out. You just turned the screen around. I did the card and everything. And that's when it's that, because then I feel like a jerk if I don't tip. But at the same time, it's like, what am I tipping?
Mm-hmm. Now, the other side of this, my son has the counter to this. He believes that these people work for minimum wage and they deserve consideration. And so whenever he and I go and we go out for breakfast or whatever, take Jasper up the street and we go to one of these little bodegas and get a breakfast or a sandwich or something, and there is the tipping thing, and I usually pay. He pays once in a while, I pay. And there's the thing comes across, you know, what do you want to tip? Well, if he's tipping, he'll hit the max. If I'm tipping, I hit the minimum.
The minimum? But still, the minimum is even better
15%.
Than nothing.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
It's still better than nothing. I will always hit the max.
Max. Well, he's a wonderful, he's great, he's a very human being, if you know what I mean. And so, anyway, it's a personal choice. But I want to make the choice. I don't want somebody to force me to do it. There's a survey out, and that's why I'm talking about this. 12,000 adults in America were asked, "This is how do you feel about the common yet sometimes confusing custom of tipping and whether or not you would, in specific situations, not want to tip?" The one that you just explained is a good example of that, Jay. And so the findings here, if I'm able to translate them here on my own as I look at the numbers, it looks like the public is more likely to oppose than favor suggested tip amounts. Mm-hmm. So you're not doing yourself any favor if you on the screen says, you know, you feel bad if you don't want a tip, so it's 15%. But that's not, people don't like it. Americans, 40% of them, as opposed to 24%, oppose businesses suggesting an amount to tip. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this
looks
on the checkout screen that people don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, and it depends on where you are. I mean, if you are in kind of like a convenient kiosk situation versus an actual restaurant versus maybe a spa or getting your hair done or something, getting a cut, where someone's doing a little bit more of a service, and you might want to tip a little bit more. But also, one of the arguments I always hear regarding restaurants is dining in versus dining out. Do you tip when you dine out? Do you tip as well as if you were dining in, or do you tip a little bit less because you're dining out? But servers aren't the only ones getting the tips. They all pull them together. They all... Or if they don't pull them together, they still have to tip others out. Like, the servers will have to tip out the bussers, share some with the kitchen. And if you are dining out, they're still making your food. They're still doing different things. It's not like they have one separate kitchen just to make the dining out food. You're still one of their customers that is getting the food. Yeah, it's one of those things of like, no, still tip, because you also took a seat, a quote-unquote invisible seat, away from somebody else, mm-hmm. because you're now in the line to get your products, get the foods.
The average tipping point, if you will, is not a pun intended there, but for most people, as I look at this survey, 77% said that they would like to stick to 15%. They think that that's okay. I generally am 20%. When I do it, and not, I don't feel like I'm forced into it. Like at the end of a restaurant, there's a little place I go every other week or so. I don't like to eat out because I think most of the food that you get out is lousy. But there's this little fish place called Captain Martin's. It's in Wellesley. I go and have my chiropractic adjustment, and then I go over there and have a nice piece of fish with some veggies, and that's it. And I'll happily, the people in there are nice, and they're warm, and they, you know, they're quick with the service, so that's worth 20-25%. But then, you know, going into some places you're suggesting and expecting to get tipped just because you show up at the door, no,
That's when it's kind of like a little bit overkill. But something else to add to this too, like not even just tipping, but a lot of people will go and leave reviews when they have a bad experience. They only want to see the manager when they have a bad experience. Let's start leaving reviews on good experiences. Let's start asking for the manager to give props to the employee who helped you, the servers, and
that's a good idea.
And everything. Like, let's just make that kind of the norm. But also, have you ever noticed, my husband and I have noticed this, and it makes us feel sad, actually, but we will be at a restaurant and we will be very complimentary or polite, acting like civilized human beings should, and we will end up getting a free appetizer or a discount on our bill because they were so grateful that they had kind human beings. The fact that that's not normal is disgusting, to be honest. It makes us, it's sad.
Yep. All right, let's move along here for a moment. For those of you who want to know what Hillary Clinton is thinking.
Oh, I've been dying to know. Tell us.
Yeah, right. Hillary Clinton says Joe Biden is too old to be president. His age is a legitimate issue. Hillary is my age. So that would be, 4 or 5 years younger than Joe. She said she talks to people in the White House all the time. And they know it's an issue as well. A legitimate issue. It's an issue for Trump as well, who's only a couple of years younger. So it's an issue. I guess that means she's not running. Although I would vote for her before I vote for any of these other guys.
Yeah.
I know that makes me... come on, this is... Where are the good people? Where's... Dean Phillips is okay. There's a lot of... I'd love to see Rand Paul run for president. Frankly, I like his... I'm a libertarian like he is. Get the government out of our faces, out of our lives, unless it's necessary. Get rid of them.
Who are some of the other candidates, like, for the Green Party and all of that? I don't even recall
there's a woman who's
the
candidate. No, but because the news media ignores them. There's a cabal. There's a... force. I thought it was interesting on News Nation last week. There was a debate between, they invited everybody to show up, but Biden didn't, but the other, Phillips was there and Marianne Williamson was there. Those are the other two candidates sort of being, Gavin Newsom, I don't know, I think he was invited too, but he didn't show up. But he's bigger than life. He's more important than anybody else, so everybody knows who Gavin Newsom is, according to Gavin Newsom, anyway. So let's go to Israel. Ay, ay, ay. So the Israeli forces entered into a hospital complex in southern Gaza for what they called a limited operation. It's the Nasser Medical Complex. This is on the Egyptian side. Nasser was the president of Egypt, and it was funded by the Egyptians. There are a lot of people in this hospital who sought shelter from the conflict. And so there's not any real news coming from inside other than the fact that they're in the hospital. And so what do you do with that? And when does this stop? When does this stop? I want to talk about Taylor Swift. Can we do that? Get our minds off of time for a Taylor Swift moment. You know, when people say, you never talk about Trump. So I'll mention Trump's name. Now people say, well, you're not talking about Taylor Swift. Okay. Taylor Swift. I'm not going to mention her name. There's an interesting, speak about Trump and Swift in the same sentence, which isn't necessarily very fruitful, but there are these conspiracy theories, Jay, that seem, if you'll pardon the pun, tailor-made for determining how there is this focus by some Republicans that Taylor Swift would virtually do anything to get Joe Biden elected. How did they come up with this? Where did this idea originate? Is Taylor Swift out there for Joe Biden?
Well, and a lot of people believe that the relationship that she has with Travis Kelce is manufactured.
Right. Okay. Well, listen.
Because she has all the time in the world. She has AI, so much available time.
Right. Unbelievable, right? All right, 48 after the hour, you're listening to Good Day. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Best song the Bee Gees ever did. Robert Stigwood Organization. This song enabled him to buy a 175-foot yacht. I remember that story, right? Stigwood and the Bee Gees and the movie, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Chuck Curry is here, movie man, movie moments, what's going on for the weekend, et cetera, et cetera. First, though, let's deal with the reference to the Bee Gees and Saturday Night Fever, Chucker.
Yeah, well, first off, that soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever was the biggest selling soundtrack that, at the time. It was enormous. It really fueled the success of that film. Very good movie, but the soundtrack connected to that movie. You know, both helped each other immensely. We play that because it was announced yesterday that it appears Ridley Scott, acclaimed director, signing on to helm a Bee Gees biopic over at Paramount titled No Jive Talking. Ridley Scott, who's now 86 years old, just finished shooting Gladiator 2, still going extremely strong. This will be a high-profile project. You got the Bob Marley movie in theaters now. Had a really good opening on Wednesday. You had Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man. Those are really good films. The one that didn't catch on as big as I thought was I Want to Dance with Somebody, the Whitney Houston biopic. I think because it was her life was so depressing, especially in the second half. That maybe turned some viewers off, but this is a good genre. I like this genre a lot, these biopics. I like it. Very good.
Queen Latifah says she'd like to get Dolly Parton to come on The Equalizer. I thought that was funny. She said she kicks
Why
butt.
Not?
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm sure she might think about doing it, right?
Right. Yeah, why not? Apparently they tried to get it to happen last year, and they didn't. But they're trying to make it happen this year. And it's you know, be kind of nice, funky stuff.
Sure. Why not?
Why not? The NBC Universal folks have ordered a pilot for a new Suits, which I find amazing. You know, they put that up on a streaming service, and it became the number one thing. What is the NBC's streaming service?
I think it's based on it's a spinoff of one of the characters. I don't watch the show religiously. But I got to say, you are correct in saying that Netflix obtained the rights to Suits. It became a massive hit on Netflix. Many generationally started to binge watch that show. My wife and daughter never watched it before, and they started watching it because, you know, what happens is people start to hear that other people are watching, and it gets you intrigued or excited.
It's a very good
watching
show.
Something. Yeah, it's a very good show. It's a very good show.
I heard
show.
That they were all coming back. Patrick Adams said he's ready to come back. I don't know about Gabriel Mock yet, but the redhead is coming back, and what's her face who played the female leader of the team? But at any rate, there is going to be a new cast, and then some of the other actors will be.
Here's the thing about, and we talk about this all the time, me and you, Benty, about there's things I don't like about streaming at all, which we know. I don't like new theatrical movies that you play in theaters being released on stream initially, but I love the concept of older shows getting rediscovered on streaming, archived. You know, I was watching a YouTube video with Kevin Smith last month, and he said, in his picture, in the 80s, you went to the video store. And in 2024, which we now currently live in, Doug, the video store is in your living room because it's all archived digitally. And I think that stuff is awesome. That part of it, I think, is awesome. And, you know, it's good for the actors and people, creative people who work very hard on these shows, that their show can be rediscovered and become a rejuvenated hit on streaming. I think that's great.
Yeah, it is great. And that's the fabulous thing about all of this stuff. It really is. I think that we have a lot of things. Like I was exposed to Prison Break on my trip home from Los Angeles last week. I'd never watched it before.
Right.
And I just thought I'd sample it. It's fabulous. It's a great show. A very interesting show.
So, there's so many good shows. And the thing about the television, when you haven't watched a show in a decade and then you rewatch it, it feels completely fresh. I give you an example. Yeah. On my podcast, I got a chance a few months ago to interview Noah Wiley, who was one of the main stars of ER. And I asked him what it feels like about ER getting rediscovered generationally, and he says that's his kids and their friends watch ER, and they were like shocked at the work he did on that show because they really never watched it before. And I said it's on two streaming services, and that stuff's really good.
Yep. All right, Chucker, we'll be talking to you on Monday about box office totals. Not a lot of new stuff coming up because I guess it's Valentine's Day, but hopefully we get some new product to talk about next week. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.